When Senate lawmakers finalized their version of the state budget last week, they made a lot of advocates very happy. That's because their spending plan has more money for things like child care subsidies, mental health services, and state colleges. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Senate's plan to fund those budget initiatives is proving highly controversial.
The Senate's plan funds all sorts of initiatives that the House's version of the budget did not include. There's $3 million in grants for child care providers, for instance. There's a $4 million increase for state colleges, double what the House came up with. And senators found nearly $10 million to shore up the community mental health system, which is triple the amount House lawmakers had included in their budget. It was welcome news to people like Jeb Spalding, the chancellor of the state college system.
If we don't get that money, tuitions will continue to go up faster than they should. Vermonters will accumulate more debt than they should. And too many Vermonters won't pursue post-secondary education at all.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says her chamber appreciates the value of the proposed investments. She says House lawmakers would love to have included them as well. What Johnson objects to, however, is the way the Senate wants to pay for it all.
What the Senate did was raise property taxes by $8 million.
The Senate plan frees up money for the new spending initiatives by wiping clean an $8 million line item that pays for the state's share of teacher retirement contributions. By taking that obligation off the books of general government and transferring it to a separate fund called the Education Fund, the Senate has given itself $8 million extra dollars to work with. But it also puts a new $8 million obligation into an education fund that's paid for mostly by property taxes. Here's Speaker Johnson again.
That's what we're talking about here, is where, which pocket of Vermonters' money do we pay for an obligated expense with? I'm reacting to, and I guess defending, the Vermonters who say the property taxes are enough.
Caledonia County Senator Jane Kitchell is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Kitchell says she appreciates the House's concern, but she says that the general fund, that's the pot of money that pays for general government expenses, has assumed more education-related costs in recent years. In 2015, for instance, the general fund took on new obligations for pension and health care benefits for retired teachers.
Between those two expenditure areas, it's $100 million of general fund. That has grown very substantially over the last 3 or 4 years.
And Kitchell says that means other critical government programs have been left to fight for a smaller share of the overall budget pie.
We were looking at how little was left under the current allocation of general fund for critical systems like our mental health system that's in crisis.
The philosophical debate over the merits of the Senate plan will play out in the closing days of a legislative session that could end as early as next week. And Kitchell and her Senate colleagues will have to win over more than just the House. Governor Phil Scott is also critical of the Senate plan. And at a press conference this week, he said he would not sign a budget that shifted new obligations onto the education fund unless there are offsetting savings to neutralize the impact on property tax rates. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.